Hi guys, and welcome back to Accent Adventure video blog. I'm Robbie, your accent learning enthusiast and teacher, and in this video I'm going to comment on another comment I received a couple of days ago, and I'm going to read it out now. So, hi Robbie, thanks a lot for your sharing the wonderful idea above. Anyway, I guess that I couldn't follow you. Would you like to give any exact examples or video and audio files to make yourself easily understood? Sunny. Sunny is a frequent commentator on my other blog, EnglishHarmony.com. Anyway, this particular blog post was called How to Get Your English Pronunciation Back on Track, Guaranteed. And in this blog post, I focused on situations which you may find yourselves in, namely when you just can't speak fluently anymore because your speech gets all too blurred and words blend together because you're kind of overdoing it. And it used to happen to me quite frequently, not so lately. Although, to be honest with you, yesterday I did have a few incidents like this whereby I tried to speak with an overdone American accent, if you like, and I just got stuck for words. I just couldn't speak for some reason or another. And the reason being, obviously, the speech was too blurred and I got too overwhelmed. And this technique that I've described in this blog post is the one that brought me out of that situation. Basically, it provided me with the right solution and I could continue speaking as normal. So, you have to pronounce certain consonants like this, s, what, and actually in the TV show Breaking Bad, Jesse, if you're familiar with this character, I don't have to be telling you who Jesse is. If not, you may Google him up, Jesse from Breaking Bad, and look up some YouTube videos probably where you'll be able to see how he speaks. And obviously, if you have Netflix, if you have access to Netflix, you're definitely recommended to watch this award-winning TV show. But anyway, let's not get sidetracked here, right? The thing is, you have to speak like this. What? I'm not really sure as to what exactly I have to do, right? And that is going to help you to slow your speech down. And in case you've been working on your American pronunciation and you're trying to speak with a deep throaty sound and you just feel that your speech gets too overwhelmed and you're trying to overdo it and you're sounding almost like a robot or whatever, this little trick by focusing on the consonant sounds is gonna help you. It may sound very simple, very straightforward, but believe me guys, there was a time back in the day when for weeks on end I just couldn't figure out what's going on with me because I was working on my American pronunciation and then I just couldn't hack it. I just couldn't realize why my speech is so muffled, so blurred, why I'm having all these problems, even though generally I would be able to speak fluently, right? And then one fine day it just occurred to me, by pronouncing the consonant sounds, especially the letters S and D and T, you can kinda anchor those sounds, and it's much easier to wrap your head around the whole speech if you do that, right? So what? What, Mr. White? What do you want, Mr. White? That's what Jesse says. And you may as well just use this phrase, this catchphrase, Mr. White, what? To get yourself into the mindset of pronouncing the consonants very, very distinctly in case you feel that you're just losing it and you just can't continue speaking as normal. And as I said, it happened to me yesterday and I resorted to this simple yet very powerful strategy And as you can hear, my American speech is back on track. And yep, that's about it, my friends. If you have any comments, any further questions, please don't hesitate to publish them below in the comment section. And I'm going to respond to them as soon as I possibly can, right? Thanks for watching, my friends, and see you soon again. Bye-bye.